There's states right now that are banning a variable rate. So they won't let you sign up because they don't think it's in the best interest of you.
There was an orphanage in Pennsylvania that was paying around $250, $300 a month. It was a small home. This lady had some kids, some orphans in there. Her bill went up over $1,000. And luckily the company came in and covered her bill. Okay, but we saw that happen, and that's why these variable rates are going out. That's why we have price protection for every single one of Youngevity. It's only fixed rates. Okay, there's a big lawsuit out right now.
There's a lawsuit in Pennsylvania, and a particular supplier is paying $2.5 million. Actually, they didn't do anything wrong, but customers, well, I don't want to pay more for a fixed rate. I want that variable rate. I want that immediate life, right now savings. I can save $5. Because if I go to that fixed rate, I'm going to be paying more than what I'm paying now. And I don't want to do that. So all these people are doing the variable and riding the wave. And guess what happened? There's no crystal ball here or magic to predict what's going to happen. And this thing called, we call it the polar vortex in the energy business, right? And the price of natural gas on one day, spot price in New York, went to $1,000. It's at $3 right now. So poor folks, right, that are limited income, limited pensions, maybe Social Security, are getting $600-$700 gas bills when they normally should get what? $80. Right? So all of a sudden, well, I want that fixed rate. Now I should have done the fixed rate. And we go, well, we offer the fixed, you don't want it, because I want that immediate life gratification of I get to save the money right now. Right? In the long term, we're trying to get people to go, look, this is what we do for a living. It doesn't, I'll do that fixed rate when my current rate goes above your fixed rate. And you call when it's, by the way, above the fixed rate, and I don't have that anymore. Why? Because the open market and the price of natural gas is where? It's higher now. That's happened in Hurricane Katrina. I was selling gas in Ohio. I got to tell them, we were selling $4. I signed up for $4. I'm on a variable rate with the utility. I'll ride it out. I'll sign up with your $5. I'm at $4. I'll sign up at $5 when it goes over $5. I took the phone calls, there's five or six, from this one gentleman, nice guy, calls back, utility is at $5.50, I'll take your $5. I'm at $6.50. I'm not going to sign up at $6.50. I'll call you when I go over that. This went on and on and on and on and on for a year. And the utility finally ended up, I'm not even kidding, I think it was $12, $14. But, you know, I don't want to pay the extra $5, I want to get a fixed rate, I want to just stay on my variable rate. Okay, I'm not gonna force you, but I'm on a fixed rate. I'll do it because I think. Do you think, ready, that your gas bills, folks, and your power bills are going down over the next 2-3 years?
This guy got it.
Right. So why are we on variable rates then? Well, my rate's so low right now. So I go good. So. Again, right now, especially with gas being here, this is why we went, this is the time to fix. It's okay. When it's at the low point.
We want to fix for the long term, you guys. And what the cool thing the energy professionals put together, where normally we had 18-month or 24-month contracts, or 12 or 24-month contracts, they actually extended those. They got them longer.
They don't like doing that. They'd rather have
the energy supply companies don't like to do that because it's more risk to them.
12 or 6 months. Hey, do a fixed month for 6 months, and then we'll just roll you over to our other rates. What do you think the other rates are, by the way?
Higher.
Right. Have you ever looked at your bill, by the way, 2-3 years down the road and went, wait a minute.
What happened?
How did it get to 10 cents a minute on my phone bill? Yeah. Well, guess what? They went, let's see how much they can tolerate. Ready? He's not complaining. He's not switching. He's staying. Same. There is some truth to this. Not all of them. There's some truth to this. So that's why I want to rather.
Are any power companies building more nuclear?
Few.
Yeah.
Few.
Yeah. There's some.
Few.
I mean, some with the Japan thing. There's a lot of controversy around the.
Get this. The state of California is mandating it now. The utilities have a certain amount of time to go to 50% of all their power coming from renewables. Whether they like it or not.
Yeah, because they don't want to build nuclear.
Right, and the cities, by the municipalities are like freaking out. Like, we have a cushy desk job. I don't want to have to deal with this. They're going to deal with it, and it's coming. Right?
Does that explain why they're pushing everybody to put solar on the houses?
You know, I tell you, solar in California is the biggest no-brainer on the planet. And by the way, I'm going to have a solar deal for all of you. By the way, I'm going to get Christmas cards
Wait.
And love letters. When you see what we did for Longevity for solar in California, I mean, my power bill, I live in Orange, it's 25, 27 cents a kilowatt hour. Okay. Texas, we put people on 10.6. That's California. I could put a solar deal on, we'll talk about it later on, that will just cut the bill in half.
Yep. So hold on. We got stuff coming. Let's talk really quick about Texas. If you've got customers in Texas, you guys, I lived in Idaho. The majority of my business was Texas. Okay, love Texas. I've been down there and visited. They've got a lot of stuff going on down there. A lot of people understand what's going on. But here's the cool thing. We're with a company right now, Tri-Eagle Energy. Every time you choose, we've got a 25% and 100% green renewable energy. Okay, every time you choose that electricity, by the way, it's very competitive. I think everybody that has switched, this is the icing on the cake, guys. We don't promise savings, but everybody who has switched has saved money.
You know why we did that? Because nothing better than, we're not going to suggest anything, and we don't want to talk about it. We just want to fix your rate and protect you. And then you get your bill, you go, what? Wait a minute. You're not expecting it in its abundance, right? It's exchange in abundance. Right, and we have a gentleman here, a friend of mine. Where's Tom? Tom, his contract's up at TXU. Tom, what are you paying right now?